That number again, call today, 953-7089.
Put you there, Mick, for listening to the mighty TME.
Whoa, baby, and Clyde say,
say, this Ray Stevens, and that was Clyde the Camel. And say, he been listening to the mighty TME, Charleston, South Carolina, where the sounds swing on and on across the Ramic Desert.
I'm Nancy Wolf, broadcasting live at the Francis Marion Hotel. Come on down right now. Get in your car. If you're going out for lunch, come have lunch with us. You can have cake for lunch and have a cup of coffee or some soda or some water. It's a wonderful cake. It's really, really tasty. And in case you're wondering, it is 1999. I know we're hearing sounds from the past, hearing sounds all the way back to 1939 when we first went on the air. This date in 1939. Earlier, I talked with Grace Fleming, who was on the air with WTMA in 1939, and then Francis Brenner, who was on the air in 1949. And this is just the neatest thing. And now we're talking to a real old-timer. And,
Hi there, Laurie. Good to see you there.
Is the microphone on?
Hello.
We didn't hear that.
Oh, okay. I'll try to say that again. Who are you? I love to do, used to do voices on the mighty TMA.
Did you?
Yes.
And there was Walter Grubb, too.
This is Jim Diamond, 1963 to 1967.
That's right.
Well, welcome back.
Thank you. Yes, it's nice to be back. One of my favorite stations.
Have you missed
the
radio?
Station.
It is the station in Charleston.
That's right. That's where I started. It's 63, right, in fact, during high school, the last 6 months of high school, I was known as Jim Diamond, and only like five guys I worked with knew who I was. I felt like, you know, James Bond walking through the hallways.
Wow.
Whoa.
Doesn't that look good?
That certainly
Thank
does.
Thank you, Margaret.
That's food.
That's for me.
That's right. Hey.
Pause off.
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
I never argue with a lady who has
a
sandwich and big fingernails.
They're not that long.
They
look nice. Yeah, thank you. Okay.
Yes, you're welcome.
So you said last 6 months, where were you in high school?
Let's see here. I went to James Allen High School in 63. And while I was in high school, I got a call from the librarian. And if I could remember her name, I would give her a plug if she's still alive. Anyway, she said one of the DJs from WTMA is coming down to do a record hop. That was back when they did record hops. But he doesn't have a record player. And we understand you have a record player. Would you? Life's short. Eat dessert first. Could you bring your record player by? And I said, well, I don't know now. This is, you know, I'm kind of possessive, and I'll have to run the record player. You'll have to talk with him about it. So I go down and I set everything up, and I expect this 6-foot-6 guy coming in, you know, hi there, I'm Bob Mitchell with WTMA. In walks, you know, little short guy, 5'1", 106 pounds.
Hi there, I'm Bob Mitchell with WTMA, and I'm here for a record hop.
And he's got 97,000 records, and I explain the situation to him, and he says,
okay.
That was it, no problem. And so I sat
and
down.
And the situation was that you
that
were going
to I wanted
run
to run the records. You don't touch the needle. I do the records. You just talk. And he said, okay. And so I knew some of the songs. So I knew if the songs had an instrumental opening, I knew to bring it up slowly behind him. He would,
Bob Mitchell here at the record hop, blah, blah, James Allen High School, blah, hope you're having a good time, blah.
And I would slowly bring it up behind him and then dump him out. And he said, that was great. And so eventually, after about 2 hours of doing this and slip cueing records and stuff, he finally said, you ever thought about getting into radio? I went, me? You know, and I come by Saturday night, and I go, you mean at the Dock Street Theater downtown on Church Street? He says, yeah. I said, okay. That was back when my voice hadn't changed yet. I was still, you know, hi there, you know, I'm Jinder. And so after a couple of visits, he finally said, would you like to do a morning shift?
Would I like to do a morning shift?
Grover would love to do a morning shift. And so I started working Sunday mornings, and
Was it spinning records at the time?
Oh, no, well, that particular time, yeah, we were playing 45s. They had your control board. Here, here's a shirt here. It's got some pictures of...
Now, you made these T-shirts,
I made
that, right?
Well, like, yeah, you
now,
can do all kind
mine?
Of weird. Where's yours?
Don't give the same comment.
We'll talk about that later. It's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. But that's basically where TMA was. At that time, they were in the Dock Street Theater.
There you go.
And they're on the second floor. And you can see the control boards and stuff down there. You'll recognize some of the, a couple of people maybe. There's Terry Allen. He came by here earlier this morning.
Mm-hmm.
But there were other people. I lifted this off your off y'all's website. You have a beautiful website.
Don't we?
Oh, it's delicious. I just changed the colors. I like yellow with orange floating across it. And eventually I went on and... What? Do you want me to swallow?
Yes.
I have to swallow the microphone?
You want to be right next to it.
I know that. I have to make love to the microphone. I see. Okay. One of the biggest faux pas I made, they had a program Sunday morning with Dr. Barnhart of the Circular Congregational Church. It was a 15-minute sermonette type thing. And so I'm reading this thing on a paper. And now here's Dr. Barnhart of the Circular Congregational Church. And the program director walks in. He says, what's the name of that church again? I go, the Circular Congregational Church. He says, right.
Okay.
Don't make that mistake again. There are a lot of little mistakes when you get in the room. Well, when you're 18 years old, you make all kind of dumb mistakes.
Well, we still make mistakes.
That's right. That's why we have erasers. So we can erase our mistakes, I guess. I don't know. But it was a fun time during that time. It was very spontaneous.
I loved the photograph.
Yeah, well, it didn't come out too good on that shirt there. That's a little thing.
It's a photograph of the Dock Street Theater with our sign hanging up. WTMA radio station.
I've always wondered what happened to that sign when they left and went someplace, went to Dorchester, Orange Grove Road, what they did with that sign. I've always wondered what they did with it. I've got the sign. I'll give you $50 for the sign. I love memorabilia.
Yeah.
You
supplied us with all of these jingles we hear today, is that
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's right. Those were all taken off of air checks. And when I talked with one of the engineers, he said, do you have anything that's a little better quality? And I said, listen, I said, that was done of an air check that was taken back in 1963, 64, 65, onto a reel-to-reel,
mm-hmm.
and it's been transferred now to a computer, whatever. And
mm-hmm.
so it's like a matter of like, it ain't going to get any better. That's it.
I'm talking with Jim Diamond. He was on the air with WTMA from 1963 to 1967.
Let's
556-1250. Don wants to talk to us.
Oh, hey.
Hi, Don. You're on the air.
Hi. How you doing today?
Hey.
Hey, Don.
I was actually an on-air personality on TMA in 67 and 68.
Oh. Really?
Oh.
I don't know if you've got any memorabilia from
What's
it down there.
What's your last name, Don?
West.
Don West.
That was your name on the air?
Well, no, actually, what it was, y'all sponsored a junior achievement company. And I was a senior at St. Andrews that year, and we had a half-hour program every Sunday for the school year of 67 and 68.
Mm-hmm.
And there was about eight of us, I guess, in the actual company, and we each got a little bit of airtime, and we weren't famous or anything. If I remember correctly, Booby Nash...
If you were on WTMA, you're famous.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
But if I remember correctly, it was Booby Nash, Bob Green, and then a John Trenton or something like that?
Yeah, he was the program director.
Okay. Yeah, those were the three that tried to keep us in line a little bit, and I guess they were a little bit successful with it. But it was a lot of fun back then.
How long did you do it?
Just that one school year, 67 and 68 school year.
What are you doing now?
Down at the Dock Street Theater.
Yeah.
Right, that was still on Dock Street.
Right. I think.
Did you know Jim?
I don't think so.
Jim was a cool thing on the radio, so he probably thought he was hot stuff. You know?
Yeah, I know his name because, of course, I was living in town
at
that
time. You just lost your shirt, kiddo.
Hey, and what are you doing now, Don?
I work for Jacobs Engineering out at Goose Creek.
And are you coming down to see us today?
I wish I could.
Well, we wish you could, too. We'd love to see you. You would really appreciate all the great memorabilia we have here.
Yeah, I've been hearing all about it.
It is wonderful. You really ought to try to come on down, Don. It's great.
Okay, thanks.
All right. I'd love to meet you.
Bye-bye.
I noticed in some of the ads back there that they were talking about WTMA.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that TMA's was at a different frequency? According to the ad, it was at 1210 instead of 1250.
I wasn't born yet, okay?
You wasn't born yet, yeah. Talking to a six-year-old girl here, okay.
Yeah. I take a lot of pride in saying that. 1210 on the AM dial.
That's what it said on the...
And what was the... Sing a jingle for us.
I don't... Sing a jingle.
Yeah, like... Well, it wasn't...
All right, listen. They've got some stuff that I did, and it... play a Fox... They got a Fox Music House commercial? Run that one.
A Fox Music House?
Yeah, I did
Where
two of them.
Find...
Yeah, it's one of them in there. I did that. I did that commercial. run one of them, and that's the kind of stuff I did. I did singing commercials, singing stuff. Are they down at the studio?
All right, we're going to take a break. I think we're going to Mac Thompson with news. Yeah, I mean, I would imagine it's Mac and not Judy.
That will give you an idea what kind of caliber of talent that I was back then.
Well, we'll play that Fox Music commercial when we come back, and we're talking with Jim Diamond. If you want to give us a call and let us know what you were doing during these wonderful years, and of course, I know you've been listening to WTMA for the past 60 years, because we are number one in the market. We are home. You can trust us. We are everything. I'm Nancy Wolf. Madeline Kelly is just loving this. I'm talking with Jim Diamond. We're broadcasting live at the Francis Marion Hotel. Come down and say hello. But first, Mac Thompson for news.
This is WTMA, Charleston, South Carolina.